Hi, this is David Beckett, Pitch Coach, and here's this week's edition of Your Best 3 Minutes. Can you overpractice your pitch? Preparation matters. Not many deny it, but can you overpractice? Well, my definitive answer to this often raised question, a loud and clear no. Here's what I've seen across 11 years of coaching close to 40,000 people to pitch and over 30 TEDx speakers. There are two categories of people when it comes to practicing. First, there's the 0.1% who don't need any practice or preparation at all. And second, the 99.9% who can't overpractice, the more the better. It's good to have an honest assessment of where you sit right now. Group number one is very attractive. It gets you off the hook of a lot of work. But most likely, you'll be in group number two with the rest of us mortals. Let's look at each of these two groups, starting with the one filled with speakers who seem indestructible. Group number one, the 0.1% who don't need any practice. I regularly hear advice for startups such as, just go up and be yourself. All you need to do is tell a story. And if you're Gary Vaynerchuk, Ali Abdaal, or Tony Robbins, this might just be true. These people speak for a living, and they have millions of people hanging on every word. On stage, they talk about what they talk about every day. Give them 30 minutes and they will effortlessly take an audience on a journey because it's an integral part of their work. You as an entrepreneur, a solopreneur or busy professional, you have a ton of things to do other than speaking. If you don't present on video, online or on stage every day, it's natural you can't just wing it. Those 0.1%, they're also not pitching. If you gave them the challenge of a 3-minute pitch, probably they would struggle to have a good structure, to get to the point and finish within the time. Preparation and practice is the key for the majority of people pitching. Group number two, the 99.9% who can't overpractice, the more the better. First, why do we even think about this concept of overpracticing? The fear is, if I practice too much, I'll be inauthentic. Now, my counter-argument to this is, if you don't practice enough, you'll be inauthentic. You see, if you're unsure of your story, it's really hard to deliver it in a way that's in line with what you truly feel and think. With a short pitch, it's really hard to think on the spot. Time pressure multiplied by public speaking pressure equals brain does not work. So we need simply to be able to deliver what we prepared. Practicing goes in three phases. First, get the pitch memorized. Second, assess what you really want to say, which words matter. And third, turn the memorized script into an emphasized story through repeating it out loud numerous times. If you're still wondering whether this really helps, think about the last concert you went to, the last theater show or movie you saw. Did the band or the actors make up the words on the spot? Or did they think carefully about what they wanted to say, then practice like crazy to tell it in a way that communicated what they think and feel and what they want you to think and feel? Even very experienced speakers practice to the last second. I coached at TEDx CERN a few years ago. During the run-throughs, a day before the big event, singer and comedian Vicky Stone did a masterful test run. The following day, I saw her practicing. Movements, gestures, vocals, everything. I asked her later, why did you need to do this? That pre-show was brilliant. She answered, I just want to make sure I don't have to think once I'm up there. Practice kind of builds muscle memory, and I need a solid basis to be able to improvise if needed. Every TEDx talk you've ever seen is scripted. It's memorized and practiced relentlessly. Actors with 30 years experience on stage and presenters who speak in front of audiences every day, they all practice until the last minute. I've been asked, you've been on stage loads of times. Do you still practice? Well, the answer is yes, very much so. When I pitched at Present Your Startup in 2019, I did 36 run-throughs of my 3-minute pitch the day before. It was a lot of work, but the memory of that work evaporated when I won. Put the work in. It will pay you back 10 times over. You don't need to invest TEDx levels of time or as little time as a person who speaks on stage for a living. Allocating parts of your day in advance of an important pitch to practice your message will make all the difference. There's nothing quite like getting on stage, feeling certain of success, and knowing you're going to have a good pitch because of that focused practice. Good luck with practicing your pitch, and see you next week.